Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. This is IRAB English Radio. And once more, I, Asma, has the honor to be your host for today's episode. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Sister Shameli and Sister Misbah. Welcome to the studio and assalamu alaikum. Thank you both. Well, as the ritual of this program goes, at the very beginning, I would like you to introduce yourself very briefly.
I was raised in Canada.
Yeah.
And when I came back to Iran, I did my PhD in Islamic studies in the seminary that is for women in Jamaat al-Zahra. And then I did another PhD for women's studies in one of the universities in Qom.
Yeah, that's great. And you, Sister Misbah?
Yes, I'm Mariam, an Iranian housewife who has a bachelor in plant biology. And my master is in medical toxicology. I'm a mother of 11-year-old son. And I've been living in Qom for around 5 years.
Yeah, that's very great. So it's a pleasure to know you, sister. Yes, welcome to the studio. And in today's Back to Reality, we're going to talk about something which has been so viral nowadays. Well, as we all know that we're living in an age of wonders. Too many wonders happen into our lives as we're getting closer to technology and it becomes a part of our life. Now, the story of ChatGPT and the whole story of AI, that is the artificial intelligence, is getting so hot that everyone is talking about, and it is something that has become the matter of all the discussions. So what do you think are the pros and cons for a ChatGPT? What is it?
I think it's better to first describe the artificial intelligence, AI, in general. Since my husband is a programmer and I have listened from him a lot about AI, I can describe it as a method for teaching software how to predict future events and estimate quantities. This is done through methods that correlates the data, including a data bank. To bring an example, which is close to my field experience, we can imagine a virtual physician which has learned from data related to the medicine given to patients with various ages, genders, and symptoms, and the effect the drug has caused to them. Before introduction of ChatGPT, this AI-based tool can only be used for scientific purposes. ChatGPT has provided a chat-based method for receiving the questions and providing the answer not only for scientific, but also for everyday subjects.
Yeah, so from what you say, I would just put it in a much simpler way. And I would say that in ChatGPT and AI in general, we're going to experience, as you just said, a virtual situation in which we're going to get the answer for all of our questions. So if you're a student of university, if you want to write a thesis, that would be a help for you, a supporter. I guess you would never even need a professor to be in your back and help you with the subject. So for anything, you want to learn languages, you want to cook, you want to do everything, every single thing that comes to your mind, you can ask the help of ChatGPT.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
What do you think are the pros and cons for a ChatGPT? I have searched about translation because I wanted to check my translations and the translations that comes out of that. Well, I would say that it's not...
Yeah, what do you mean? Like you put a text in it to translate it for you? From which language to which language?
English to Persian.
Okay, and how was the result?
It was good. I would give it out of 20, I would give it a 12.
Mm-hmm. Have you used Google Translate?
No. That's somehow similar to each other.
Did you try asking like some other questions to ChatGPT?
Yes, if you ask philosophical questions.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was the question?
What's life? And then you would get too many answers and elaborations on that.
Did you like the answers?
It's fun.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah.
So like, did you get any information from that?
Oh, well, it's just fun. Yes, so as I just told you, it's a fun experience. So now, tell me your ideas about it.
Well, I have used ChatGPT for a lot of things. I did try to use it to see if I can write an article with it or mm-hmm. how it would guide me if I want to write a thesis with it. It doesn't really work like that. You would really not need to have any professor backing you up. You definitely do need to have a professor because... at this stage, ChatGPT is not so, it's being tested.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a trial period.
It's the first stage. I guess it's the tutorial. But when it gets more experienced, I guess that's going to be hilarious.
It would be shocking. And it would be really, really sad because even right now I heard from one of my colleagues that... voiceovers in a company in the U.S.,
yeah.
they had hired like a couple of people. And after the ChatGPT, they laid them off and just the ChatGPT was doing all the voiceovers.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the case that you're losing, a lot of people will be losing their jobs.
Yes.
That's a very sad situation because this is very frightening and people, it's like a threat to people's occupations, like programmers, artists, so many different professions will be out of their jobs if this ChatGPT goes on. And I heard that someone, a very renowned figure, was suing ChatGPT because of this threat that it was like causing to the entire world. To the human resources.
I guess it depends on how you look at it. And let's go for a short break and then we'll talk more about it. Yes, this is still Back to Reality, and we're talking about AI, artificial intelligence, and the pros and cons that are related to it. So, Sister Masbah, what more of things you can say about it? Do you think there will be... Now, Sister Shamali told us that it's going to be frightening, and I guess she stands with those people who say... who has got this negative stand toward AI and ChatGPT. What about you? Do you support that or no? You think
yes,
it's just...
Yes, I support her and I agree with her. I think that losing jobs is very important thing that will happen by this. And I want to explain something more about the experience and the example that I was telling. That learning from these data, ChatGPT is able to hear from the patient his information and diagnosing the diseases and prescribe the best drugs to heal him. So considering this example, we can imagine that AI doctors can come to your service by just few clicks.
Do you agree really with that?
Yes, but I will say that the problems that will happen by this technology are so many, and I want to tell and continue. It seems that no requirement to medical colleagues, professions, laboratories. It seems to be like this, but according to this example, ChatGPT is able to replace human physicians, leading them to lose their jobs. But also reduces the cost of medical services for the society.
But why would you be, concerned about the cost of medical services? But, like, every government does have a budget. And this will have to be spent on the drugs and on the medicine. And humans are not just like robots to be operated by machines and robots. Yes, they need like feelings and they need emotions. Like part of the reason you go to see a doctor is because you need the attention. Sometimes when you do refer to a doctor, like besides from having a cancer or something like that, it's just to get the attention that someone really looks at you, pays attention to you. So I think like if we want to look at ChatGPT doctors, like robots being like physicians, it's not just the same.
Yes, I completely agree with you. And I want to say that the advantages of ChatGPT are these. And I exactly want to say that disadvantage is the emotional problems that the patients cannot give whatever they want and they need. They have to have a relationship with their physicians. This is very important. The most part of diagnosis and cure, being cured by the physician. It's so important. I meant that the societies may or agree with this technology because they can list their budgets and use them in whatever purposes they want.
Even the society wouldn't agree with ChatGPT. Maybe some employers would agree at the
governments, maybe.
No, not even the government, because like what are you going to do with the people? Because you know, let's say that most of the jobs will be replaced by ChatGPT. So what are these people are going to do?
Yes, unfortunately, actually.
They're going to stay home,
but they can.
They're going to get depressed, and the government will have to spend like a very large amount of their budget. Like you're going to have high rates of suicide, depression,
but
anxiety.
Still, I guess we have a long way ahead of us to get into that position where there is no need for human beings.
It's a very short way. I see it happening even today.
But this is the means of technology. Every technology that comes to any societies, at first they maybe have many problems, but little by little they can find their own places and people understand how can they replace their abilities in others.
What do you think?
Yes, I think that it may be very useful.
Have you thought about it?
Yes.
That like this chat, because last night, I was just thinking about it. Like, okay, let's say I was imagining a situation in society, a country where like a world where ChatGPT was ruling over it. Then I was like, so, because like all the other technologies, like they can be replaced by something else. But this is actually replacing you, your thoughts, your abilities. Even labor work is being replaced by ChatGPT. I was watching a documentary yesterday where everything in a hospital was operated by robots.
It's somehow exaggerated nowadays, but
it was reality. It was in Norway. I think it was the country that, like, when the nurses went to a booth. Like first thing in the morning when they entered the hospital, they wanted to get the uniform. They got it through a booth, like through a machine-operated technology. They got their uniforms. Then they checked in. They wanted to like give the samples to the laboratory. Everything was operated through machines.
Yes.
And I was like, so like, where did the people go?
Think about less mistakes and many times that a person has to enjoy himself if the governments can pay much more budget to them to do whatever they want. The important thing that something happened, the routine jobs of the society would happen. And by this, people have more time to do more important things.
Like what? What are the more important things?
Thinking.
Thinking?
Yes, thinking. Yes.
ChatGPT will think for you. ChatGPT will think for
no,
you.
No, spending time with the family.
Yes, many... Imagine a
writer. What kind of family? The family that is depressed? The family that doesn't have any?
I don't need a job. I'm not depressed because I am my housewife.
You have a lot of things to take care of at home.
Yes,
you wash the dishes, you clean the house, you take care of
having a job because I want to earn
money. You are being
money.
Provided for. Your husband provides for you.
Okay, the society may provide money for people and people can join themselves doing more important things.
ChatGPT will do the more important things for you.
I don't really like to interrupt both of you because the discussion is getting somewhere really nice, but that's the story with all the things that are related to technology and modernism. Well, I think they have both advantages and disadvantages, and it depends on the way you look at them, on the way you use them, on the way we're going to learn how to deal with them. And yeah, that's it. That was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.